This dude's always busy. Clayton Safey from TheWolverine.com, a Michigan insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my man?
Doing well. Watching some golf. Enjoying the weekend. How about you?
Yeah, back at you, man. I can't get enough of watching the Masters. Dusty May, he's moving fast, man. Yeah, this dude is this 100 miles a minute right now. Give me the latest on all the stories coming from Michigan basketball since May took over.
Yeah, so I guess we could start with the staff, which continues to get filled up. And just when you think that, you know, he might be done, he adds somebody else. So essentially last year there was a rule passed by the NCAA where two additional staffers can coach on the floor during practice and basically be assistant coaches. Michigan elevated a couple support staffers to those roles a year ago because it was such a new rule. And, you know, a lot of teams did that. Well, now that, you know, when teams are building their new staffs in kind of the first full year under this, you can go and grab five assistant coaches, but only three of them can recruit on the road. But that's become much, you know, less important these days because you can have guys hang back and watch film and, you know, just recruit the transfer portal and get in touch with guys and network and find out what these guys are about that are in the portal that you could potentially add. And they can still recruit when kids come to campus. So long-winded way of saying, he's going to have four to five assistant coaches. Traditionally, it's been three. He added Mike Boynton, who's the former head coach at Oklahoma State. He's added Akeem Miskadeen, who's the former assistant coach at Georgia. Spent a lot of time with him at Florida Atlantic as well before he went with Mike White to Georgia. Kind of a stunning one earlier this week was Justin Joyner, who's an assistant coach at St. Mary's, was actually the associate head coach. Of course, they, you know, run a really good program out there in California. He will join the staff as well, has a bunch of ties on the West Coast. And then Kyle Church is one of his top assistant coaches from Florida Atlantic who will also be following him. So those will get officially announced at some point. Could be more additions as well. But like you said, I mean, fast and furious is the way that he's attacked this. And, you know, John Beilein was on your show. I think it was his appearance last week when he was saying, when he first took the job at Michigan, he had this checklist, right? He was doing five things at a time. You check it off, you go have a cold beer at the end of the day and a nice sandwich, go to bed, get up at 5 a.m, do it all over again. It feels like Dusty May is much, you know, in the same mold. As far as the transfer portal, they got two big men coming in or on campus right now this weekend, Vlad Golden, who was his star big man at Florida Atlantic. And then Danny Wolf, who was a 7 foot one center from Yale, who had a really good season. I actually thought about walking on to Michigan a few years ago, ended up going to Yale, but he's in the portal, and Michigan has a good shot with him as well. So I hope that was enough to cover it.
That covered everything. Clayton Safey for the Wolverine.com talking about Dusty May, the new Michigan head basketball coach. Love the work he's doing early. Alex Orji, we had Anthony Broom on his way back from the Frozen Four in Minneapolis, and towards the end of our conversation, I said, what's the story of spring ball, the first one for Sherrone Moore? And he said, you know, they're kind of hearing that Orji is the guy. The question is he good enough to avoid Sherrone Moore going to the transfer portal and trying to find an experienced quarterback? What do you think, Clayton?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a moving target. Like when people say, well, what are the quarterbacks that are on the roster have to do this spring for Sherrone Moore to not look at the transfer portal? Well, that's a moving target because you got to see what options, you know, pop up in the transfer portal. And I think, you know, you're seeing it around, you know, it opens in a few days here on April 16th, and you're seeing all sorts of hints from, you know, national reporters and everybody else saying that it's going to be absolute chaos. So if there's a great quarterback or a good quarterback, you know, more likely, you know, somebody with a little bit of experience that is maybe is vying for a starting job somewhere else, if somebody like that comes available, I don't know how you wouldn't kick the tires. And then, you know, there always is, and this is an ongoing thing in college football now and really all of college sports, but, you know, there's always that concern about, well, do you, you know, want to risk upsetting the guys that are on the roster right now? I just don't think you can operate that way. And I'm huge. I know you and I have talked about this, you know, when we're at Tullymore and we have these longer conversations about the sport in general. I just don't think you can manage a roster worrying about if other guys will jump ship to a certain extent because everywhere around the country, you know, you're trying to fill these spots and make sure you have the best guy. And there's no guarantee your kids won't leave anyway. So you've got to cover your own bases if you're the coaching staff. So that's a long way of saying, I think that they probably do kick the tires on some transfer portal quarterbacks. You know, when guys come available in a few days here and then the rest of the period, which ends at the end of April.
So if the season was kicking off tomorrow against Fresno State at the Big House for Sherrone Moore's first game as Michigan's head football coach, do you think Orji will be the QB1?
I would think so. Jack Tuttle's also hurt right now, who's coming back for his seventh year of college football and working back. So, but if it started today, I think it would be. And, you know, Alex Orji doesn't have a ton of experience. We've all seen him in a, you know, somewhat limited role and had some big plays, you know, down the stretch of the season for Michigan. But I think, to me, if I'm looking at it and you think about, well, this guy has something he does really well, and that's running the football. And he's big, he's fast, he's strong, you know, he has power to him. I mean, you can do a lot that you want. Obviously have the whole arsenal with the passing game, and you know, his teammates have said he's improved as a passer as well. I will say, like, I do think he's probably the guy in the lead right now at quarterback for Michigan. And one of the reasons why is anytime any of these guys get asked about the quarterback spot, they kind of mention everybody, but they kind of mention the other guys in passing, and then they'll talk more about Alex Orji. And that lends, you know, some credence to what I was talking about. Like, he's got an element to him that is really, really good, which is the run game. You can kind of do something with that, I think, with the rest of the tools you have around you. So I would say probably Alex Orji would be the guy if the season started today. It'll be interesting to watch these guys next weekend at the spring game too.
And if we were on the eve of the 2024 football season opener for Michigan, with that schedule, knowing the players they have right now, what would be Clayton Safey's forecast for a win number for Sherrone Moore in year number one?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. I would say something somewhere around 9. You know, I think that when you look at how tough this schedule is and you think about how you may have a new quarterback, right? It could be somebody coming in from the portal. It could be somebody, you know, as well that is you're looking at as a first-time starter at the college level. I think that Texas game in week 2 is pretty scary to me because Texas knows what it is. It's got Quinn Ewers. It understands what its identity is. It has a bunch of returning guys. Sarkisian did a great job in the transfer portal in December. So that, to me, feels like a loss. And then, you know, probably at Ohio State with how loaded they look this year. I mean, nothing's a given one way or the other. I'm not going to concede that if you're Michigan, but you got Oregon still to play. You got to go at Washington. So I would say probably 9 or 10.
I'm going 8-4 low end based on how the offense comes together. Quarterback, you know, outside of Loveland and, you know, you're Donovan Edwards, you're searching for playmakers and a QB.
Yeah, I think wide receiver concerns me right now if you're Michigan. You lost Cornelius Johnson. You lost Roman Wilson. You only have 5 scholarship wide receivers right now that are participating in spring practices. You got 2 freshmen coming in the summer, but as we've seen throughout the years, it's kind of hard to rely on a freshman. I think both of them are 3 stars. So, you know, you're a little bit light on numbers there. So I think if there's another position on offense that Michigan should target in this April transfer portal period, it would be wide receiver. You do have some building blocks, like you mentioned, you know, Colston Loveland. I think that's a good one to have, especially if you're going to have a inexperienced quarterback. You know, the tight end position can be important. Donovan Edwards, you have Kalel Mullings. The offensive line is going to be completely revamped, but they have a bunch of guys there that have been waiting their turn, so I'm not overly concerned about that. Maybe tackle and, you know, protecting whoever's back there at quarterback, but there are some pieces to work with, but I agree with you. I think that need a little bit more juice. Otherwise, you're leaning on that defense to hold teams to 10, 17 points, you know, in some of these bigger games.
Clayton Safey from the Wolverine.com. You can follow him and the Wolverine.com team 24/7 for everything you need to know about everything Michigan athletics. Enjoy the weekend, my man.
Appreciate it. Back at you.
All right.